What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Do you believe Rob Thompson will pull Nick Castellanos for defense late in games during the postseason? 57% say yes.
Wow.
How about that? How about that? That's
leave
a shocker.
Leave it a little topper.
Yeah. By the way, my hat is definitely a Camden River Sharks hat, not Clear Water Threshers. And by the way, former Camden River Shark.
Ben Davis.
I think I got it when Von Hayes was the manager. He was the former manager of Camden River Sharks, but it is a River Sharks hat. Both, now, Thresher is a shark. Maybe that's why.
That's where the confusion came. And same colors.
Same colors. And see, you know, Clearwater, Camden.
At one point, Campbell's Field was the best field in the city.
It was awesome. It was awesome. It had a moment. The River Shark Stadium had a moment.
Yeah.
Saw Def Leppard there, actually.
That's why I went 2-for-10 against fast pitch softball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bet people don't call you a loser, soft, all that stuff when that happened.
Let's get to the
probably
top.
Probably did.
Yeah, they might have.
That's right when they're like, you're a special teamer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Stick to football.
Yep.
All right, let's get to top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So what I have for you today, it's one that I've been doing a lot recently, but there's a lot of funny stuff happening that we got to bring up on the show. So I have five funniest things that have happened in the last couple of days. Starting at number five, which just happened 5 seconds ago. Actually, two things that happened at work today. One, Ike comes back to work, and I don't know if everyone here is aware, in the building, we have assigned seating, even if we don't have assigned seating.
Oh, in the lunchroom.
In the lunchroom. First thing I see when I walk out. Someone plopped down in Ike's seat.
Yeah.
And I said, this isn't going to be good.
Now,
Ike comes out. He's all hot and bothered.
She's a good person. I don't want to reveal who it was. She works very hard. But I walked in. All I got to tell you, we have a show text message
there. Unlike the morning show.
Yes. And there was like an all caps, you know, message from Jack. And then there was an anger emoji from Ike. And I was like, what? I was out for a walk. I was like, what the hell's going on? And then I walked in the lunchroom and I was like, oh, no. We all have spots that we sit, you know?
Oh, yeah, I text who and what the bleep.
Yeah.
We got spots.
We all have spots.
Ike was too close to me for
way
lunch.
Too close.
Way and too
close.
Far away from me.
Yes.
I'm at the end of the long bench. You're at the other end of the long bench, and Ike has his own table by the pillar.
I've had the same seat since 2020.
Yep. Since COVID.
February 2020.
Yeah, that is what we earned by coming in every day during COVID,
right.
Is our seats. And by the way, this is like the cafeteria when you're in school. Everybody has the place that they sit.
Even if we don't have nameplates on the seats, it's where we sit.
You don't throw off the hierarchy of the room. The energy was off. We're lucky Ike even got through the show today.
Yep.
You saw the outburst about Jalen. What do you think that was about?
It was because he had the wrong table when he's eating his lunch.
Now, the other thing that happened that has to be addressed on the top five, that has to be addressed. So I
now, is this number five or is that number five?
This is all one thing.
Okay.
This is all one thing. So Ike and I.
Now, this is all number five?
Yeah. Okay. There's a lot to cover. So I went to the bathroom. Number one, wash my hands.
Yeah, by the way, you do a number one
almost every break.
15 times a show.
Very hydrated.
Yeah.
Very hydrated. I come out of the bathroom. I come, see Spike, and I say, you don't need to grunt when you're going number two.
No.
And Spike's like, I totally agree. It's mostly performative. It's for everyone else in the bathroom.
Yep.
And then Ike comes out, and he's like, I was just in the bathroom.
And I was like, the noisy number two guy?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
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 I was thoroughly irritated by that.
There's no need to grunt.
No.
There's no way what you're doing taking that much. If you're sweating while you're on there, there's no way.
No.
I'm sure this complaint has happened at some point during the 5 years that we've been here at the station.
Yep.
This beautiful building.
Yep.
Whose idea was it to have three stalls in there and one urinal?
I actually could.
This is the men's bathroom.
I could.
If it's a women's bathroom, I understand that. No urinals and have all stalls.
Yeah, we have one urinal in the whole for five radio stations. A sales
that's
staff.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I could. I actually know who it was, and I'm not going to say it on the air.
Holy cow!
We've had a lot of bathroom issues. This is a great building, but you know, remember the flooding?
Awful. We did. Yeah. My God.
Yeah, but as far as like the grunting, what are you eating? What are you eating?
Change it up.
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock, we're doing... Again, I thought it was performative.
Also, if there was other people in there, and whatever was happening with me was that severe, I would end up keeping the noise to myself because I'd be embarrassed. Even if I felt the need to go...
You can even drop a courtesy flush.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well, and not enough people courtesy flush. Because
I'm a firm believer in that.
Well, yeah. I've heard people in there for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, haven't heard one flush. Are you reading your phone? Because if you're not, you owe us at least two flushes in that 4 minutes.
I'm glad we're breaking it down.
By the way, whoever that is. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
But change your eating habits.
Yeah.
And stop grunting in the bathroom.
Yeah.
There's no need for it.
And I saw your shoes. Just know.
Oh.
Nice. Number four, the fourth funniest thing that's
happened. By the way, Buzz seems like a grunter.
Oh, I can see Buzz being a grunter.
Yep. You think it was Buzz in there?
No, I don't think he's working on it.
Okay.
Stop. Who's that for? You're not working that hard in there. You're just not. And if you are, again, change what you're eating.
Yep. Yeah.
The fourth funniest thing that's happened in the last couple of days is, you know, yesterday, Spike and I, great opportunity to talk to Coach Shaw of Glenmore Eagle Little League. We're so excited to have him on. Big moment.
They're in the Little League World Series.
And he was very excited to come on and talk about his team. It wasn't until he realized that Ike wasn't here. Here's how it sounded yesterday.
Actually, I have one other question, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
Is Ike golfing today? Where is?
Yeah.
No, he's actually not golfing. He's something that adult guys got to do every now and again.
Gotcha. You know? Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry to disappoint you, but Ike will be back tomorrow.
Yeah. He's pulling for you too. Don't worry about it. Yeah. So
he was disappointed.
Yeah. Or Ike's not there today?
Yeah.
I would have called tomorrow.
Yeah.
Game's not till Thursday.
Yeah. Story of our lives.
Yeah.
No, it's like I've seen that face before when Ike's not there.
Yeah.
It's a really sad face. It's a really sad face.
We should get t-shirts that just say, I don't know where Ike is.
Please stop asking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please stop asking.
Yeah.
All right. The third funniest thing that's happened the last couple of days is Paul Jalovitz took a shot at Spike.
Uh-oh.
Oh, is this true?
Off of the Tanner McKee? Not trading for a first-round pick?
Is this on the radio?
Here's Jolly's take.
I don't say yes or no. You think about each opportunity. People who don't want to think, people who just want to be sports talk radio callers, be at the water cooler, have their bully pulpit. Yeah, I'll trade him. No, I won't trade him. Never trade him for a first-round pick. Think. All I ask people ever to do is think. Think. Use the brain that God gave you. Does this deal make sense?
Use the brain that God gave you, Spike.
At least he didn't say him by name.
Yeah. Do you think that's what he was saying?
There's only one show that's talking about trading Tanner McKee for a first round.
I feel like what he was saying is you should think about every deal.
Yes. You shouldn't just automatically say no to it.
Because I was
in my head.
Yeah, I was ready to launch on Jolly there. And I think... Because Jolly's always pushing me a little bit.
Yeah, he is a little bit.
I love Jolly, but don't turn into the, you know, those hot take guys on the radio when you work here, you know.
He doesn't do hot takes.
No, he doesn't. Nope. He only said that he would be better general manager than Daryl Morey. That's not a hot take
at
all.
And he said that Andrew Painter would be better than Paul Skeens.
Oh, did he?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he also said that Mike Trout was better.
That might be the worst one right there.
Didn't he say that Mike Trout was better than Mickey Mantle?
Oh, God.
That feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, he did. I believe he said.
Jolly's five hottest takes.
Yeah.
For a guy that doesn't do hot takes.
Yeah.
He does facts.
He said that Andrew Painter will be better than Paul Skeens.
Mm-hmm.
No.
the best pitcher in baseball. Yeah. Or second best. But
we don't even know if Andrew Painter's going to be a major league pitcher.
His ERA is 5.5.
We're on to next year.
In AAA.
We'll get the next year.
Okay.
He's rehabbing. All right, the second funniest thing that has happened the last couple of days is we've been breaking down Dirty Rube for years. For years on this show. We've been on the case.
Did he strike again?
Yeah, well, so Saturday on the great show, him and Devin, you know, Saturdays 8 to 10. Is he talking about a bat here, or is he talking about something else?
I always like to use the knob to, like, to work against, and I used to like to have the whole hand on it. A lot of guys have their pinky off of it. I'm not sure why. I think it's a preference.
Oh, my God.
I always like to use the knob to, like, to work against, and I used to like to have the whole hand on it. A lot of guys have their pinky off of it. I'm not sure why. I think it's a preference.
Yeah, I never have my pinky off of it. I mean, that's brutal.
My goodness, Rube.
Rube.
I always like to use the knob to, like, to work against, and I used to like to have the whole hand on it. A lot of guys have their pinky off of it. I'm not sure why. I think it's a preference.
Wow,
that is so inappropriate on our airwaves.
I know
we're worried about me calling Elliot a little B, and this guy's doing this on Saturday morning. Doing all this sex talk.
Yeah.
That's way worse.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Oh, man. I love Dirty Rube. I really do. All right, but the funniest thing that's happened the last couple of days, you thought Dirty Rube was here.
Yep.
Yeah, looks like Ben Davis is adding his second mention in here.
Sexy Ben.
Yeah, who could forget a couple months ago he had this?
Guys like to be stroked.
Well, he's back.
This one is outrageous.
Down the shore. Heard it's nice down the shore today.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing to do down there? When you spend time at your place.
I love hanging on the deck.
Uh-huh.
I like walking the boards.
I always forget this. Are you the top or the bottom?
Top.
You're the top.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Bottom in my old place. Top in this one.
What is wrong with y'all, man? What is wrong with y'all, man?
I mean, Ben, there's no way.
Top or the bottom.
There's no way Ben didn't look at T-Mac, grin, and say, I always forget. Are you the top?
You're the top.
I always forget this. Are you the top or the bottom?
Top.
You're the top.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Bottom in my old place.
Well,
T-Mac just being a pro, just kept going.
At least he's malleable. At least it depends on the situation.
Well, the funniest is that immediately T-Mac goes, and Harrison Bader's up.
Yeah.
My favorite part about baseball now, there's you can do whatever. And then there's like, now Harrison Bader, the 0-1 pitch.
Ben Davis denies he was doing anything silly there, but I disagree with that. So there it is. That's number one.
That's number one.
There we go. This hour is sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors right now. Call Guida at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GUIDA.com.
Can I do a quick little PSA?
Yes.
All right, just take it real quick.
Yes.
I went in yesterday.
Inspired.
I took a needle in the ass.
Jack, he couldn't help himself.
That was my bad. Totally my bad. Totally my bad. My bad. It's totally my bad.
Such an idiot.
I know. No, that was a really bad moment.
Dude,
I have a moment here.
Yes.
And it's important.
It is.
You young punks.
Yeah.
You don't respect it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Your time
Spike.
Will come,
yeah,
buddy.
Your time will come.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Spike alluded to me taking care of something that, as men, we have to take care of. So, yes. Yesterday, I went and got a colonoscopy to get it checked out. They found a couple of polyps, and they removed them. I say this to you all to say that this is something for men that we need to take serious, and I need to share with you. I have a platform, which means I have a responsibility to share with you that this is something, especially at our age, we need to take serious, our health.
Yep.
So make sure you're out there getting your checkups. Make sure you're out there getting your screenings, getting your blood work done, all those things done. We want to be around here for another 50 years, living as healthy as possible. So make sure you guys do that. So I wanted to make sure I just got that out there to everybody.
Well, by the way, there was a gentleman that I like.
And it's my second one, by the way.
There's a gentleman that I like and respect very much that I work with in New York that is about our age, a little bit younger. And he's like, I don't really want to do that. And I'm like, dude, You can't mess around with it.
Yeah.
Because the good thing is afterwards, if you get, first of all, if there's something there to find, then they can let you know. You can get to it early because finding it early is the key.
Yep.
The other thing is if you're clear and they tell you you're clear, that's a great feeling.
I swear to, it really is, man.
Dude, when they go, you don't really have to come back for 8 years.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you to the people over at Cooper Digestive.
And two other things.
Yes.
First of all, as they're putting you out, that feeling, the 10 seconds before you fall asleep.
This is another fact.
Is the greatest 10 seconds you will ever feel. And I know you said, you're like, that's impossible.
Yeah.
I said, well, I don't feel anything. And then I was like, oh, yeah. And then the other thing is when you wake up and they give you the cookies, the best tasting cookies you ever got or whatever they're giving you.
This is true.
You know? The day before is not great. But
not great. And that's a big reason why I wasn't at the practice Sunday.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I had to basically stay home all day.
Well, you got to be 10 feet from. Dude, okay. This is the last thing.
Yes.
I remember. So they give you this stuff you have to drink like every few hours, and it, you know, clears you out or whatever. Maybe grunt every now and then. And I remember drinking it, and I felt fine after like 20 minutes. I remember telling Val, I was on the phone with my wife. I was like, I don't think this stuff does anything.
It's not working.
And then I was like, oh, it works. I hung up the phone and didn't stop working until the next day. All right.
Yes, and you don't have to be 50 to do it. They're actually suggesting
40,
us
right?
do it 45, 45, at least 45 years old. In men, and for African-American men, we definitely need to get in there.
There you go.
Check. So, yes, wanted to share that with everybody.
Are you done, Jack?
Yes.
Do you want to apologize
again?
We made
him feel bad enough.
Yes, yeah.
No, he doesn't feel bad. Look at him.
Well, yeah. I do feel bad. It was a I didn't mean that.
It was just his instinct.
I had a mental lapse. Yeah. Because it was a natural instinct. My bad.
All right. 215-592-9494. Yes.
All good.
Unbelievable. RC and Glenn Mills, you're in WIP. What's up, RC?
Spike, Fritzy, what's up, buddy?
What's up, RC?
What's up, RC?
What's going on? All right, Spike, you guys, my man Izzy, you went at him a little too hard.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, because you went at him a little too hard. No, Jalen is not better physically quarterback than Josh Allen. But you were on my guy, Izzy, about how great he played. Right?
No.
Spike, you went to Episcopal.
Yes.
You went to school with my brother-in-law.
Okay.
I know your father. You're pretty smart.
All right.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What Izzy's point was, I just told you I'm not arguing he's a better quarterback. But I'm over these stupid-ass rankings because they're ridiculous.
Doesn't sound like you're over them. Doesn't sound like you're over them.
I am over them. I'm helping my man Izzy out because you made it seem like Josh Allen was dominant in let me make sure I say this clearly, Spike.
But that's
clearly.
Not what I said, RC.
No, you did, Spike.
No, I didn't. Spike, I didn't say he was dominant. I did not. I said that just because a player loses in a game does not mean they wet the bed in the game. Right. That is my point. My point is when you look at Josh Allen's playoff statistics, they are good. He is a good playoff player. That has he won the Super Bowl? No. Has he beaten Patrick Mahomes in Arrowhead? No. But I also don't think there's any shame in having not beaten Patrick Mahomes, the second best quarterback of our generation, in Arrowhead. So my point is to raise up Jalen. You do not need to make up stories about other players. Lamar Jackson, for sure. He has had numerous playoff failures and he has come up small. Allen and Burrow,
they played big.
I don't see it. I don't see that. That's where we need to say. And my point being to is was that Jalen lost to Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. It wasn't because Jalen crapped the bed in the game. It was just because they got beat. Sometimes you just get beat. And I just don't know why we need to keep making things up about these other players, like to raise up Jalen. We have a Super Bowl and a top 10 quarterback. Like, I just don't understand it.
Let me say this, Spike. I am over the rankings. And as my man, you, Douglas, said earlier today, like, I think the problem, Spike, is your audience feels that you don't respect him. I do not feel that way.
Okay.
However, it's these stupid rankings. They're stupid because in Philadelphia, Ike, what do we care about, Ike?
Championships.
What do we care about this city?
Winning. Yep.
That's it. Winning. Okay. So my point is they keep moving the goalpost.
No.
You said it kept moving the line. It doesn't matter. We got to stop talking about
it. Well, that's fine. I agree with you on that one. I don't agree that anybody's moving goalposts.
They do. They come up with these scenarios, Ike. Okay? How many AFC championships has AFC championships? I didn't say Super Bowls. How many AFC championships has Josh Allen played in?
Two.
He's played in two. Jalen Hurts has played in two Super Bowls. And he's been the best quarterback in both Super
God.
Bowls.
But you're doing it. You're doing it. You're saying you don't care. RC, you are Philly to the bone.
Would you trade Jalen Hurts for Josh Allen?
With this roster, Fritz?
Just answer the question.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Then that's ridiculous. Okay. Then point's invalid.
But
it's not invalid.
It is invalid. You watch the football? Oh, my God. It's not this hard. We like Jalen's fine. He's fine. It's Josh Allen. It's not even close. Like, oh, my goodness. What are we talking about? Watch football.
Would you trade Bryce Harper?
For who?
Name a guy.
Judge,
name a guy.
Yes, a trade from Judge. Trade for Ohtani. He's the 33rd ranked player in baseball, and I don't care. I don't care. Josh Allen is in a different stratosphere as a player.
Well, guess what? He has the best roster in the AFC this year. So we will circle back.
He's not the best roster in the
Bills?
AFC.
Stratosphere about this stratosphere.
The Bills? Okay, who are the two best skill players on the Bills, not Josh Allen?
Who are the two best skills players? Better receiver than anybody he's had besides Diggs. He has Knox. And he has the running back.
Oh, James Cook.
James Cook.
Yeah. So we're really see. I never do this. We're really comparing that. We're comparing that to what is here.
No. I didn't say that, Spike. Please don't put words in my mouth.
You just said they have the best roster in the AFC.
In the AFC, we're in the NFC. Last time I checked. Last time I checked, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
It seems like you are the one who is obsessed with Josh Allen, not me.
No. It was Izzy. I'm trying to help Izzy.
Izzy can stand on his own.
Jalen Hurts is not better. I will be on. Jalen Hurts is not better than Josh Allen.
Okay, there, that's fine.
What Jalen Hurts gives his team.
Oh boy.
What are the intangibles?
What are the intangibles?
I was a college coach for 20 years. There's no.
I'm Spike.
The intangibles.
What are the intangibles?
His intangibles.
What are they?
Leadership.
Okay, so let me ask you this, RC, just quick question on leadership.
Yep. Go ahead.
Would you consider it to be one of the key things of him as leadership when prior to the year and during the year he had to be begged to be a better leader by his own team?
You say begged.
Yeah.
I would say this, and you're not going to talk over me. I'm going to speak. Huh. I would say this.
Yeah.
What some of those guys in that locker room were saying, okay, he may lead. Is there multiple ways to lead, Spike?
Yes, but I think Jalen is a really good player. I do not believe that leadership is like the core of what he does. I don't.
What do you think the core is, Spike? I'm very interested. What do you think the core? If you don't think leadership,
he is. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to explain it to you. I think Jalen Hurts is unshook by big pressure moments. I think Jalen Hurts is unaffected by the noise around him. I think Jalen Hurts works very, very hard and is very, very focused on winning football games. I think Jalen Hurts is a good runner. I think Jalen Hurts is a average to sub-average passer. But I think all of those things within the context of this team is enough to win a Super Bowl. I was wrong in that I did not believe they could win with him as quarterback and win the Super Bowl. I was wrong. I don't think I'm wrong on any of those other things. And I do not think you can say that the thing with him is leadership. I could he be a leader in some context in how he carries himself? Sure. But I don't think that you walk around saying that guy's a leader. We have leaders in that locker room. We know who they are. We know who they are. He's not one, but it's okay. Like, you're the one that's obsessed with the list. You keep saying you don't care. It's the most Philly thing in the world. No one likes us. We don't care. Unless you say it, then we care. You want to be in the league?
Yeah, I'm in the league. I'm bringing you hats, and I'm bringing you Durantula shirts. I sell for an apparel company.
Oh, okay.
I'm bringing my man type a Durantula shirt.
Okay.
You're in.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Make that an extra large.
If Fritz texts me the WIP football fantasy league logo, it will go on hats and everyone will get a hat. You tell me how many I need.
All right. Well, free stuff is
this is going well. This is much better.
Good. Yeah. This is much better than the art.
All right. Yeah, thank you, RC.
It's the Josh Allen one.
It breaks him every time.
Yep. I just want to be clear. I know we sounded like just, that was Jack screaming.
See, now you notice when we were arguing, we weren't arguing the top four anymore.
No. Yes.
I moved on from that. Yes.
Yeah. You just it's five. You say he should be in the group.
Yeah.
You don't care if he's five.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to your point, you don't have to knock down Josh Allen to prop up Jalen.
Especially because it doesn't make any the Josh
Allen is a damn good quarterback, man. He's an elite quarterback. It's okay to say.
It's okay. And he plays good during the playoffs, too. He had the ball with a chance to score to beat the Chiefs last year. Would have been nice. You made
a great point with Izzy when you brought up when you reversed it on him and asked him about Jalen
in
the other Super Bowl. Yeah. And we know how well he played. So, to your point is you can play well and still not win.
Yes, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, Peyton Manning had something to say about Jalen.
Oh, man. Everybody has an opinion.
But we will also get you ready for the Phillies game tonight.
I was going to say, what company do they both endorse?
Oh, right.
I didn't know if there was a
I'm sure there's something. I'm sure there's something. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.